From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Western leaders are threatening further sanctions against Russia, saying Moscow is not doing its part to de-escalate tensions in eastern Ukraine. Most recently, a group of pro-Moscow militant separatists seized a bus holding a group of international observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation. And Ukraine's defense ministry says the activists also exploded a military helicopter, shooting at a Ukrainian airfield with a grenade launcher. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says that Moscow is trying to start World War III, saying the country is behaving like an armed gangster. Meanwhile, the credit ratings agency Standard & Poor's has cut Russia's rating to one notch above junk due to a recent flight of capital from that country. Russia responded by hiking interest rates for a second month. Patrice Howard reports from New York.
The S&P lowered Russia's rating from BBB to BBB-, the agency's lowest investment-grade credit rating, citing tensions between Russia and the Ukraine that are provoking foreign investors to pull money out of the country. The Russian central bank responded to the downgrade by lifting rates from 7% to 7.5% to contain inflation and defend the value of their currency. It threatened further downgrades if the West moved forward with tighter sanctions against Moscow. Investors have been pulling money out of Russia since last year when the country's economy ran into trouble. But Crimea is the newest trigger for this flight of capital.
U.S. President Barack Obama has reaffirmed his country's unshakable commitment to South Korea and its security. The American leader met with his South Korean counterpart in Seoul on the latest leg of a four-country tour of Asia, which started in Japan. Bruce Klinger of the Heritage Foundation in Washington says Mr. Obama will be trying to improve relations between Tokyo and Seoul.
Well, the relationship between the United States and Japan and our relationship with South Korea, both critical allies, has been very good for a number of years. The weak link in this triangle really is the strained relations between Tokyo and Seoul, and the president and other officials are trying to repair that frayed relationship between Japan and South Korea.
North Korea's official news agency is reporting that a 24-year-old American tourist was detained earlier this month. KCNA claims the American man was attempting to seek asylum in North Korea. From Washington, Daniel Wrenches reports.
The KCNA says the 24-year-old American they name as Miller Matthew Todd was detained on April the 10th. The report suggests he ripped up his tourist travel certificate upon arrival and declared he would seek asylum, and he came to the DPRK after choosing it as a shelter.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A group of major technology firms has created a fund to help avoid the next Heartbleed security bug. Google, Facebook, and Microsoft are among the companies pledging financial support to help maintain the open-source software that secures about 60% of the world's websites. Rebecca Bowring reports from San Francisco.
A dozen tech firms, including Amazon and Dell, have promised $3.6 million total over the next 3 years to help fund open-source projects. OpenSSL is at the top of the list. The money will go towards hiring full-time developers for the software and helping review it for bugs. Heartbleed, a security flaw that was discovered earlier this month after going unnoticed for 2 years, was created by a developer. He says he accidentally wrote an error into the code, potentially jeopardizing the security of millions of websites. OpenSSL is largely maintained by four people in their spare time, and they can't afford a formal code review.
And the cost to UK police of Julian Assange's continued stay in the Ecuadorian embassy in London has cost over $10 million US to date, according to new information. Figures obtained by LBC Radio show the policing of the site where the WikiLeaks founder is holed up is costing over $15,000 a day. Our London correspondent Ollie Barrett reports.
Julian Assange has now spent nearly 700 days inside the Ecuadorian embassy in South Kensington. Police are guarding the building so if the WikiLeaks founder sets foot again on British soil, he can be arrested and extradited to Sweden over rape allegations. Mr. Assange denies the claims, insists they're politically motivated, and may see him sent onwards to the US to face charges over whistleblowing. Quito says Sweden should consider sending someone to London to question Julian Assange. With his stay at the Ecuadorian embassy extended indefinitely, and the UK insisting it is legally obliged to extradite him should he leave.
And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.